So again, it is February 12th. The year is 2024. This is Gregory Hillman. I'm your publishing house owner, and today we're talking about stories where the media will blow up something that's a lot of times very fake or is false in some way, and they'll have the intention of causing emotional distress or to try to cover up something that's happening, and this will destroy your love, this will harm your families, so that they're then able to detain someone and get at your children for their little cult events and whatever they're doing, their foster care industry, whatever it might be, CPS. So I started noticing this when I was first tortured years ago on your taxes, and this was done to get at our second child. So our first child had already been stolen by invaders and Jews, who are invaders as well. And our second child, it was in a great relationship, everything was going really well. Had a two-story house, multiple garages, multiple car garage, big yard, even a boat, canoe, everything else. Vehicles, computer equipment, even had a Hammond organ from my grandma on my father's side, who I'd never met. She had died before I was ever a twinkle in my parents' eye, but in any case, once our child was born, they could not handle me being around the child, so they had to detain me immediately and then start torturing me. And that torture was done while they would show me things that were happening in the news. And so they would give me a newspaper with certain articles that I was allowed to read, and I was forced to do this. I would have to, I'd get up, I'd have to do certain things, and then get tortured a little bit, get shoved some drugs, maybe they'd beat on me a little bit, maybe they'd isolate me, maybe they'd put me with someone else who was very violent and very hard to get along with, or would try to kill me. And this would just happen all day, every day, and then you have to come here to eat the food. But when you do, then you're going to get hit in the back by one of the malicious nurses who's then going to, sit you right next to a violent criminal that just murdered 20 people that look like you and wants to kill you now. And then they won't let you do anything, and they won't do anything about it, but they'll force you to have enough drugs that you can't react to the criminal who's going to attack you. So the criminal just gets to attack you, and you're just so drugged up with their injections that you can't defend yourself. And then they shove a newspaper article in front of you. And the newspaper article is going to be targeted towards your situation. So maybe you just want to go home, like many people and myself do, like most do. And so when you want to go home, you need your family to want you to come home, right? You can't just go home to your family, and if they don't want you there, they're scared, or if they've been told that they are not allowed to have you home or whatever it is, then that makes it harder. So what they'll do is they'll put out news articles wherever your family's at and put it on the TV, put it in the papers, put it in the magazines, that a person of your age and your ethnicity and your looks, they might even use a fake photo of someone else. They'll put it out where you went home and you killed your family or something. You then just killed everyone. And they'll put that in the paper, and that will shock your family enough to be like, whoa, we can't let them come home. We just, right next door, we just had someone that died because they let their child come home, their adult child come home, or whatever it was. And so they put out this information over their network of media sources, which include the newspapers, it includes the cable TV, it includes much of anything on like YouTube, anything that, any kind of large media outlet source that has a large account that's active and whatnot. Twitter is another way they do it. And so it's now, of course, they call it X, but it's the same thing. Same issues, same problem. It's designed to track you down. It's designed to monitor you. And that's why they're trying to bring you into it again. Is they're like, look, we've lost all these people. Now they're communicating on other platforms and in other ways, like on Jitsi, J-I-T-S-I. And so we need to get them back on to X and convince them to use X, because that way we can monitor them and then track them down and then bring them in for whatever we want, for torture, for whatever we want. And they're not going to do it to the motherfuckers. They're not going to do it to the child abusers. They're not going to do it to the parental child abductors. Those people are already doing their bidding. What they're going to do is they're going to target only people who are trying to put the families together, who are protecting their children. Usually it's going to be the biological father of a child who's maybe not even born yet, but it's still, they're still going to remove that father from the situation, put them in a hospital, put them in a jail, put them in a max facility, whatever it might be, isolation. And that way they can't protect the child. They can't provide for the mother. They can't give the mother nutrition and cook for the mother and give the mother the vitamins and the things that they need to give a healthy birth, and you know, convince the mother that this is good and she should have the child and feed the child her breast milk and not feed the child a bunch of vaccine death shots right after they come out. And all these, there's all these things that the father and the mother need to do with the child. And they don't want that to happen. And so they need to isolate the father, especially from that mother, so they can more easily get at the child eventually. And I was shown this so many times, over and over. Every single day they'd show me another newspaper article that would come out that was targeting me. And it wouldn't be my exact name. Sometimes they would switch the names a little bit. You know, they might switch the last name with the first name, or they might alter a couple letters in the name. But it would still be within a year of my age, same looking type of person, same background, same situation, and that's what they would target. And they would target other people with the same type of media who I was around. And they would show me this. And they would also show me things on the TV, on the cable TV, that were targeting others that I was around, especially when it came to free speech and truth about those who oppress us, to try to expose them for what they are, so that way we can stop them. And they would show us those people getting shut down on the cable TV. They would show us those people getting harmed in an effort to convince us that we're bad and we're the bad ones, we're being punished, we're the ones that told the truth, and so we're bad, and so we should never do that again. And they try to cover things up. They try to cover up our real stories that we need to tell about those who oppress us. You know, one of them was he had caught a firefighter, the lead fire chief's child, his son, who was probably 15 years old, getting drunk in the woods and creating this huge bonfire. He was in forestries, the guy that caught him. And he was having this huge bonfire, getting drunk underage with a bunch of other of the firefighter friends and other firefighter children, doing something illegal. And that story was suppressed by putting him into the mental facility, feeding him full of drugs. And this is true with pretty much everyone that's there. So you'll see this in the media all the time, and they don't want any stories where it's the woman's, like a good woman's fault, like a, oh, it's, she's just a good immigrant, or she's a immigrant's child, or she was born here, she's the daughter of a immigrant, right? Or a, she's the daughter of a Jewish person, right? He's a Jew, he's involved in the Jewish temple, he's very involved in the Jewish services, he's getting paid with your taxes to be a Jewish service worker, picking up the trash, being a lawyer, whatever, you know, whatever it might be. And so they don't want you to hear those stories. They don't tell you who the Jews are. And the Jewish people are even covering stories that are about Jews, but not telling anyone that they're Jews. Right? So they're saying, oh, this person, this woman knifed their husband, right? Or knifed the father of their child, so more than their husband. Knifed the father, but they never mention that she's Jewish and that he's not. But then they come out with a different story, right? See this, and it's always very related. It's got to have a lot of similarities for search traffic. So it's got to be the same city. It's got to be done in the same way. So in this case, it's going to be a knife. The city is going to be named Pembroke Pines, right? So Pembroke Pines, something happened 4 months ago where it came out that woman, and they didn't say she was Jewish, and she didn't say she's Hispanic, and they didn't say that she's the daughter of a dead immigrant from Colombia, but she is the daughter of a Jew father. And she's all these things, and then she came up to where I'm at up here, and she did something similar to me, right? She was preparing to kill me and then attempted to kill me. And I don't, you know, I'm not going to say that it's, you know, just jumping to conclusions like, oh, she's just mentally unhealthy and she needs psychiatric treatment or she needs drugs or something like this, because she's been kept from her child. So of course she's stressed out. And of course her mental health is not great because she's not with the child she just gave birth to. She's been tortured. She's been punished in an unreasonable way just for giving birth. And how stressful is that to not know if your child's even alive after just giving birth to a child? And her own family has abandoned her. No one is helping her. And this is, they don't even know where she is. And they don't even respond to her. And then this happened this last week. And as soon as it happened, and there's police report, and there's recorded 911 calls, and these different things, then, and it's, certainly it's coming out, and I put some media out there that this is going to be related. So as soon as I put out that media, within a day or two, they put out a brand new story, not of a woman who's Jewish knifing their, you know, their romantic father, their child that they're giving birth to, that's white. What they put out is a man killing his wife, who is the mother of five children. So, and there may be truth to the story. I have no idea how much truth there is. I don't want to research it. I would encourage you to research it. I would bet that there's a lot of very strange things in the story. And I've read it and I've listened to the news on it. They say they have no idea, you know, why this would have occurred. The neighbors had no idea why this was occurring. They won't say that this is the father of all five children. I mean, to me, it sounds like this is probably mom's new sex buddy that had a house over here that they've been with for a couple years. And then, he found out that she's now having sex with another guy. And so he didn't like that. And so he killed her. Maybe it's something like that. I have no idea. But they're trying to make it sound like this is the father who has stabbed his wife of the children. And we can't let domestic violence happen with knives in Pembroke Pines. And this is in Pembroke Pines. Pembroke Pines, I've been to. I've stayed in Pembroke Pines for a little while recently because I've walked through there. I've walked through the whole state of Florida. And so I know how corrupted Pembroke Pines is. I know who is there. I know what the type of person that's there. And I know how much they help you, which is not at all. You know, they just abandon everyone. They have little housing, they have some little housing developments that are mostly pandered to for Jews and whatnot. And no one cares about each other. They have tons of invaders from all over the place, all different ethnicities, mostly black looking people, Hispanic looking people, Latino looking people. And it's horrible. It's dirty. It's corrupted. Always child abuse. Always VPK, daycare, parental loss, everywhere. But this is what they've done. So right after this happens and I put out any media and I put any attention on this story here in Florida that's happened to me personally that you need to know about. You know, this is when we have people that are coming and attacking you and misusing you for your love, you know, because they pretend to love you, they pretend to be romantically involved with you. And they won't tell you that they're Jewish. They're not going to tell you that they're not going to tell you about their past. They're not going to tell you that they just did it to another person a couple hours ago and they've done it to 10 others before them. They're not going to tell you that right off the bat until they've already suckered you in and you're trapped. And so you're going to, this is going to be suppressed. And so it continues to happen because this is creating children that they can easily abduct because they've already abducted one of her children. And she's not even 25 years old yet. So they suppress this story with a larger story where they've got military vehicles and all this stuff. They don't say who even called. They don't say why the police even showed up to the scene of the crime, the alleged crime where the guy knifed his wife. And they have no idea why. They have no excuse for knifing the wife. They've got five children. And you can find it in the papers in Pembroke Pines. There's videos about it. And here's the thing. They've spent tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of our taxes, of our money, and all of their advertisers, which are the drug pushing companies. They spent all of this money on creating videos and news articles and distribution and papers and everything else to push out this information in the search results about Pembroke Pines, a man stabs his wife with a knife. And they tried to suppress the one teeny tiny newspaper article that's on an offshoot publication that covered the way that this person had knifed their spouse just before giving birth to their child. You know, while they were sleeping, while they were resting, whatever it was, while they weren't paying attention. And this is to suppress what's really happening because this same, very similar thing happened to me. Where, and I mentioned this before, you know, I want you guys to watch out for this. If they start to poison you, you know, the people who are close to you can easily poison you. And we've seen this with Nick Hackney on Bainbridge Island, who bombed his wife. He's the pastor of a church. He bombed his wife, Dawn Hackney, who was a very nice lady, wonderful friend of mine. Really loved Dawn. And then he convinced, and he also had convinced the women in the church to poison their husbands. And they did. They all did. They all poisoned him to some degree. And the husbands were having side effects and going to the doctors from this because of this poisoning that he had convinced people to do to their love. And this is what people are doing to us now. You know, they have still, Nick is Judeo, right? Nick is a Judeo-Christian, he professes. He professes to be a Christian, and he professes to love everyone, including Jewish people and all this stuff. So this is part of what he does, and he's killing us off. He's killing off white males. He's killing off his own white female spouse. And this is what they're doing to us, right? This is not even a white female. This is the Hispanic Jewish invaders' children, spawn, that is coming and poisoning us and then preparing, leaving knives, leaving sharp objects close by, available to them to attack you. It's almost like they've been trained to do this. They have some understanding of how to get away with stabbing and knifing men who are white males. You know, they weren't interested in the black. They actually did meet up with a yellow male, though, and didn't like that as much. That she just is interested in the white males and just hacking white males. Uses the other ones for whatever she wants, but the kill is on the white male for some reason. And again, I'm not even a white male. I'm a red male. I've got Indian blood, and that's never been a mystery to anyone. I've always stated that. There's never been any confusion. I've never tried to deceive anyone or pretend like I'm something I'm not. And again, the people who are Native American Indian with Indian blood, they reject me too. So there's no one that accepts me as part of their little cult or their tribe or their group or whatever that might be, except for maybe the human race or the human species or whatever it might be, but not the human race, but. But you can see for yourself, this came out at exactly the same time. So as soon as I did a Pembroke Pines video that starts to reveal what has happened, then they come out with a much larger story with many videos that's about a story where a man knifes his wife. But it's really a woman that knifed the father of her child. So this appears to me an example of where a media will just overrun what is actually happening to suppress and eventually just censor what is occurring. A lot of times also the whole city will not be allowed to mention what is happening. Like in Spokane, there was an invader that came in. He was a motherfucker. He found a single mom. And he went and he started to rape and kill the children after he had killed the mother. And one of the children, the little boy, had called 911 and was describing how this invader had just killed his mother on the 911 call. And the 911 call was released, but it wasn't released even on the West Coast. It was only released on the East Coast in one state. And it was very hard to find. And so that way they can say they released it, but no one who's there even knows to see it. And so you have to share it in another way with all the local people. And this is why. It's because they want that to happen. They want the invaders. They're paying for the invaders to come in as part of their cult, to come in and then rape the children of all the single moms they've created because they've just worshiped the motherfuckers, they've worshiped the single moms, they've worshiped divorce, they give them all the excuses, oh, I didn't know where he was, oh, I didn't know what happened, all these different, you know, garbage excuses. So they can then just come in and easily rape and kill the children, gaslight us, fulfill their obligation as part of the cult, because they go and do that wherever they want. They go and do that in other countries. They do it in our country. They do it down the street. And so they don't mind helping out the invader to do it. That's why they're part of the same group of people, all part of the same system. So the Provo Canyon, Utah example is another example of a school that I discovered 2 decades ago, and I've been reporting on ever since. I think I started reporting on it with MySpace and the Facebooks and this type of thing. And it was interesting to me because there were so many reviews, there's hundreds of reviews of this school, of the people that had gone there for the last 20, 30 years. They're now grown up and adults. And they're saying how they were raped, or how they observed other children raped and killed after being forced drugs. And the excuse was always mental health. So, oh, your child's schizophrenic. Your child's bipolar. Your child's ADHD. Your child's autistic. Your child, oh, your child took the death shot. Your child took the COVID shot, so now they developed a mental health disorder. So now we need to feed them more drugs. And these more drugs are messing them up even further. They're making it so that they don't remember getting raped by whatever teacher or staff member it is at the Provo Canyon School. And they have all of these reviews testifying to this. And you can see this on Yelp. You can see this everywhere. Everywhere that they can't remove the reviews easily. And you've been able to see this for many years. So if you look on the archive, you can probably see reviews there. And this is very disturbing because it continues to happen. You know, they don't stop it. There's no police that are stopping the people from this child abuse. The police are not enforcing the laws. They're not law enforcement, right? Because they don't go into the Provo Canyon school and in the child abuse. And this is just one example of many schools all over the world where children are being abused. It's an example of many doctors who are abusing children and adults with drugs every day, or convincing them to take drugs that are harming them, that have side effects that they don't need, they don't want. And of course, now all the fraud doctors are saying that they need to prescribe more medication and do more treatment because they've taken the COVID shots, and so that's caused autism. And so now they need more drugs, and so that's going to mess them up further and kill them further. And this is just this vicious cycle that they get into with your children and your relationships, your partner, your love, which is going to destroy you. It's going to destroy your love. If your child dies, or, you know, even just misdiagnosing them with some mental problem really harms your relationship too. Because saying, oh, you shouldn't have picked them, they're crazy, their genetics have some flaw in them because you have this child that's flawed, or they didn't have a good pregnancy and so your child's flawed and now they need to get drugs. And so the relationship is, you can't spend the money on our relationship because now we need to spend the money on these deadly drugs to feed our child because we gave them the COVID shot because the school told us that we had to and the doctor said we should. And so it just continues to go in this vicious cycle. And the Provo Canyon School is a glaring lighthouse example of this malicious behavior that goes unpunished and continues to happen every day. So the Provo Canyon School has had, looks like Paris Hilton a couple years ago, looks like she was maybe injured or harmed by the school, And so she put out some media, but this media is still covering up for what's really happening, which is the people come into Provo Canyon School, probably from all over the world. They prepare the children to get raped and killed, and they do this with drugs. So they figure out which children can be drugged, which children they can rape and kill, and the parents won't notice, or they can say, well, they died of some drug overdose. You know, it happens sometimes when they have bipolar disorder. We have to feed them these drugs, and sometimes there's a bad reaction to the drugs, and so they're dead now. But really what happened was they just fed them to someone internationally. Some sand nigger came in from Saudi Arabia, wanted to rape some white girl, didn't care if they looked, you know, with Down syndrome or something, and just raped and killed them. And then they told the parents that it was the drugs, or it was the COVID shot, or it was the, who knows, the domestic violence with the foster parents that were looking after them. Who knows? But that's their cover up. It's their excuse to cover up the raping and killing of their children and not returning the children to their parents, because their parents would never allow for their children to be drugged up, raped, and killed. And even if both of their biologically interested parents were mentally unhealthy to say that something like that or consent to something like that, their extended family, somewhere on both sides of their extended family, is going to stand up to it and say, no, this is wrong. We're taking these children back into our home and not at some Provo Canyon school where they can be drugged up for your cult events that continue to happen today. So this has been another report from your publishing house. It does go over a number of examples where the love between people has been compromised and overwhelmed, and the mass media has provided this predatory effect by putting out more propaganda that highlights the bad things that are happening with people. Instead of bringing people together to win, you know, we have to grift, you got to pay us money to be part of us, you got to be part of our tribe. If you're not pure black like us, if you're not pure yellow, if you're not a Asian, if you're not white, if you're not whatever it is, then you're not part of our club. And so, you know, they've been abandoned. And it's no different with the people here. You know, the Jews abandoned her because her mom's not Jewish. And the natives abandoned her because her mom is from Colombia. The Hispanics abandoned her because her dad's Jewish from here. So it's just, it's a horrible situation to have to continue to go through. But the way to solve it is to come together to return our stolen children to both of their biologically interested parents. It's not about just giving people money and letting Jews take a few points on every transaction that we make. That's just funding their obsession more. Instead, what we need to do is take real action and change our behavior so that no other problems are created, but those children are returned to their parents, both of their biologically interested parents. So have a great one, and we'll talk to you guys soon.